From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Pedestrian deaths are on the rise in Utah. Last week, four people died 4 days in a row. That includes a 12-year-old girl in Roosevelt. Most of these deaths this time of year happen in dark or low-light conditions when it's hard for drivers to see people out walking. Jason Mettman is with the Utah Department of Public Safety. He says people can boost their visibility by wearing reflective clothes. And he has another tip.
Everybody has their cell phone in their pocket. Use that cell phone flashlight. Light it all up as you're crossing the road or in a dark parking lot to make sure the drivers can see you.
Last December, 9 pedestrians died on Utah roads. That was the most in 1 month in 2024. USA's ski mountaineering team beat Canada for a spot in the Olympics next year. They competed in Utah at Solitude Mountain Resort on Saturday. The sport is new to the Olympics, and it's also called ski-mo. Athletes race up a mountain, then ski down it. They even wear skis for most of the climb. KPCW reports there's only room for one North American relay pair at the 2026 Games. The ski-mo events will be in late February in the Italian Alps. Union Station in downtown Ogden is a far cry from the bustling railroad hub it once was. City leaders want to bring the historic building back to life, starting with trains. KUER's Macy Lipkin has more.
If you catch the front runner in Ogden, you're about a block and a half north of Union Station. The city is working with Utah Transit Authority to move the stop south to the 100-year-old building. Taylor Nielsen is the city's deputy chief administrative officer. He says the biggest infrastructure need is a new platform, but there could be more.
Rails are in place. Do those current rails work? We're going through trying to figure out those scenarios and what they look like.
Riders who also take the bus would have to walk a quarter mile from the station. But Nielsen thinks having a nice place to wait will make the train more appealing. Mayor Ben Nadolski says the move would bring more people into the existing museums and restaurant. It would also bring more business opportunities.
Coffee shops and restaurants and newspaper stands and shoe shining and all the things that always took place there can take place there again. And it would be a beautiful space to do it.
He says for now, the city is fixing things like the outdoor fountain and the roof. Details and cost to revitalize Union Station are still in the works. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden.
There's a $3,000 reward for an ancient human skull that was stolen from southern Utah last year. Authorities learned last January that someone had taken human remains from a burial site in Kanab. Social media posts first tipped off investigators. State archaeologists then visited the location to confirm that a human skull had been taken. The Utah School and Institutional Trust Lands Administration is in charge of the burial site. That organization is the one offering the reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. You're listening to KUER News.